Time for the Junk Sports page, brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
I need a savings calculator across the board in life.
Well, who doesn't?
You do?
I know you do.
It's right here.
It's in your brain. It's hardwired into your brain.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is and when it's coming in.
Yeah, sure.
How much is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a life ponderer. You've already established that, John Paul Flamack.
Trying to think of the last time I actually used like a real like nuts and bolts calculator. It's probably been years.
Actually,
like, why would I use
a
calculator?
I use one almost daily because I do something that is outdated, but
yeah.
I'm committed to the bit.
Okay, what is it?
I balance my checkbook.
Oh, no, you don't. You still do that?
Sure.
You balance your checkbook.
I do not.
Hold on. Like, so you have like a physical checkbook, and in the
correct.
Back there's like a ledger, and you write down like all the money that's going in and any check that's written on the account.
Correct. Any check, any withdrawal.
I think you're the last person.
Any deposit.
I think you're the last person on planet Earth doing that.
I write checks. I just don't keep a ledger of, you know, balance.
Right.
I don't do that. If I need to do that, just go online and look at the balance.
Sure.
Because I got so many monthly withdrawals.
Right.
I mean, I would lose track. But you obviously don't.
Yeah, he's doing it by hand.
Mm. I don't know how.
That's an old school bit.
All right, boys, we got Thursday night football tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Got one college game, but you're not interested. South Alabama and App State.
Oh, you're interested if you have a college fantasy lineup, which I think at least a few of the people in this room do.
Yeah, I won't be watching Gio Lopez from South Alabama.
So you got Lopez
will. Four touchdowns a game.
Of course, you got Aguiar, the quarterback for App State.
Yeah.
But the big one is obviously in the NFL, New England. At the Jets, 8:15 start on Amazon Prime.
That's right.
Patriots have been feisty to start the season.
They have. They've not been an easy out. They went on the road against Cincinnati. We all know that well. That knocked us out of Survivor. And they forced
They played Seattle tough.
Yep. Against Seattle.
Yep. Your current number, okay? Your current number is the Jets lay 6, and your tote is 38 and a hook.
Don't like that as an avid fantasy football player. That just means they're expecting a low-scoring game, not a lot of offensive fireworks.
That's true.
I don't like that. I like games that tickle 50 as a total. This one's not even tickling 40.
No, it's not.
Don't like that. Don't like it one bit.
Brissett's been okay, right? I'm looking at his numbers, only one touchdown pass.
He's been decent.
Through two games,
he's
thrown for 270 yards, but he's taken care of the ball.
He's exactly what they signed him to be.
Right.
A caretaker of the offense until Drake May is ready to play.
And they're giving Drake May allegedly 30% of the snaps in practice, which is really, really high for a backup quarterback. So they are grooming him. You wonder when they insert him into the lineup. If you had to guess right now.
Let me look at the schedule.
I'm guessing week 9.
Don't they face the Niners?
They play the
next?
Niners in San Francisco next week.
I don't think that's going to be his.
I think it might be midway through the season.
Could
week
be.
9.
I'd say between like week 6 and 8 seem like a decent time to do it.
I think they would start him at home, and they've got a 4-game stretch where they play 4 in a row at home. Dolphins, Texans, Jags, Jets. And that starts in that's basically all of October. So I'm going to say one of those games.
Mm-hmm. Seems to make sense.
So maybe week 7, week 8, kind of depends on how those teams are faring.
But they could be committed to the bit. I mean, Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith. Maybe they'll be committed to the bit, be like, we're going to give Drake May a full year to develop. I doubt it, but maybe that's what happens.
Yeah. I feel like, just based on what I'm reading, that they have kind of ramped up the percentage of first team snaps in practice over the last few weeks.
Yes.
So maybe in a couple weeks it's 50%. Instead of 30.
What is the latest on Breece Hall? I believe he's nursing a quad injury. You have any updates for me?
Let me go to the injury page for that particular game.
I think he's good to go, but like anytime a running back has a quad injury, you kind of raise your eyebrow.
He's currently not on the injury report.
Well, that's great news then.
Guys on the injury report for the Jets. Jermaine Johnson, he tore his Achilles out for the year.
Yeah.
That's a big loss
for
them.
Bad news.
C.J. Mosley, linebacker, he's questionable with a toe injury. But they don't have Breece Hall on the injury report for tonight.
Well, that's good news for Breece Hall managers.
Patriots have 5 or 6 guys, maybe more, 7 on the injury report. But, Breece Hall, he is battling that quad, and that's why a couple people that I know picked up Braylon Allen.
It's a good pickup. It's a really good pickup.
But you know what? I think Breece is going to go.
He is, but Braylon Allen had a role last week. He scored 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
He's 20 years old, by the way.
He's
just let that sink in.
He's young.
I think he's the youngest player currently in the NFL. 20. Mm-hmm. And seeing meaningful snaps as a rookie.
Yeah.
That's a good mid-round pick there by the Jets.
It's kind of crazy that you say that because Utah plays Oklahoma State this weekend in college.
Right.
And they're the two quarterbacks in that game. Mm-hmm. Cam Rising, who was hurt last week, but mm-hmm. I think he's going to go this week. And Alan Bowman, the quarterback for Oklahoma State. Their combined age.
Yeah.
I believe is 50.
Okay. Yes, I think they're both 24, 25.
Think about that.
College graybeards.
Alan Bowman, the quarterback for Oak State, has played for 3 teams.
Yeah.
And he's 20. He's played 7 years of college football, and I believe he's almost 25, if not 25 already.
Mm.
And Braylon Allen is 20.
Yeah.
In the NFL.
In the NFL.
You know, Bryce Young's obviously been struggling for, call it 19 games. full season last year and 2 games this year. And the rumor was that they were going to look to trade Bryce Young, but Dave Canales, their coach, talked about it yesterday in a presser, and he said they are not going to trade Bryce Young.
Well, who would trade for Bryce Young? I mean, his value is at an all-time
low. Maybe the Dolphins?
Somebody might.
Aren't the Dolphins desperate? I know they brought in Tyler Huntley. They've got Skylar Thompson, but Tua is now on the injured list.
Yeah, he's going to miss
He's going to be out for a while.
Yeah, minimum 4 games.
And who knows what happens with somebody who's had that many concussions? Like, he could be out for 2 months, 3 months. Who the hell knows what's going to happen with Tua? I'm not saying Bryce Young is some world beater, but we talked about situations. This would obviously be a great offensive mind with great offensive weapons. Maybe he would be, I would assume he'd be an upgrade on Skylar Thompson. Maybe he'd be a good fit.
Maybe.
By the way, Tua's not big, so they're used to playing with a smaller quarterback.
Yeah, but he's not as small as Bryce Young. No. I can't part with draft capital to pick up a shrimpy quarterback who flamed out in his first stop.
What if it's just a second rounder? For a guy who was the number one pick a year ago?
Second rounder.
They ain't going to trade him.
They'd be lucky to get a fifth rounder for Bryce Young at this point.
Nobody in the league would trade a second rounder for Bryce Young.
There's no NFL general manager that would part with a second rounder.
If the Panthers could get a second rounder for Bryce Young,
they would have done it yesterday.
Anyway, so Canales said that they are not interested and not considering trading Bryce Young. And Canales had a presser yesterday, talked to the local media. They benched Young, of course, and they said that they're just, you know, we know that the media is asking about possibly trading the second-year quarterback, but they're not going to do that.
I saw another hypothetical trade.
But, again, that's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right? They also said they weren't benching Bryce Young.
Right.
Right. What they say doesn't mean anything.
That's true.
I saw another hypothetical trade yesterday, which involved Matthew Stafford. The Rams look like they're just heading south.
Oh, their season's just completely unraveling at this point.
Cooper Kupp now out.
Puka Nacua, Shell.
Puka's out.
Multiple injuries across their offensive line.
Yeah,
so that maybe they trade Matthew Stafford while there's value. And a team like, would the Dolphins trade a first-round pick for Matthew Stafford?
JP, I don't know if you understand how trades in the NFL work. Nobody's trading a first-round pick for Matt Stafford. And
that's where I'll disagree with you.
And nobody's trading a second-round pick for Bryce Young.
I think that's your perception, but I mean, the NFL analysts, including guys like Mike Tannenbaum, who've been GMs in the league, they say it would be a first-round pick, if not more, for Matthew Stafford.
There's a reason.
Because teams need quarterbacks.
There's a reason that Mike Tannenbaum is commenting on what NFL general managers do, and he's not an NFL general manager any longer. Because he sounds like he would give up a first-round pick for an old, creaky Matt Stafford. I'm telling you, JP, there's not one NFL general manager walking the face of the earth that would part with a first-round pick for Matt Stafford. Current-day Matt Stafford.
Yeah, I mean, that seems pretty high.
Maybe like a third-round pick?
But I do agree with you. No one's trading the second rounder for Bryce.
No, just not happening.
Hey, you know what? ESPN senior NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski is going to retire from television and become the general manager. Yes, colleges now have GMs.
Mm-hmm.
The men's basketball team at St. Bonaventure, his alma mater.
Guy's just going for a quality of life.
He's 55. He's been working at ESPN since 2017. Previously worked for Yahoo and the Record of Bergen County in New Jersey. And he's heavily involved with St. Bonaventure, and he's going to become the general manager of their basketball team. And you're asking yourself, what do you mean GMs? GMs in college? Yeah, colleges are now hiring GMs for their sports because the sports teams are basically pro teams. Mm-hmm. You've got free agency, you've got NIL, you've got portal, you got all that. They're hiring people to run their particular teams. Alabama did it for football a few weeks ago. They hired a guy, Courtney Morgan, as the general manager, paying him $2.5 million.
Wow.
To be the general manager of the football team.
I heard Adam Schefter say basically that it's all about quality of life, that if you are one of these guys who are breaking news, that's your whole job is break news. And Wojnarowski was the best at it in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Schefter's the best at it in the NFL. Him and mm-hmm. Albert Breer, I guess. He says you can't have a life.
Right. You're glued.
You often see Schefter on set. He's got multiple phones.
Yeah.
I think Wojnarowski's like that. And so this is a quality of life move.
Yeah, and I think like his last deal with ESPN, he was making like $7 million a year. Mm. So he's been banking that for a few years. Now he's just going to do something.
Plenty of money.
Yeah, he's got plenty of money. He's clearly taking a pay cut to take the St. Bonnie's job, but it's something he's passionate about, and he wants something different.
Back to the trade proposal, Cakes.
Yeah.
This is why I would say Matthew Stafford would command a first-round pick.
Right.
Do you know what Chase Young netted?
I can't remember.
A third rounder.
Well, that's somebody overpaid for Chase Young, is in my opinion. I don't know why you would pay that sort of capital.
Yeah, but there's also about 14 years age difference between the two.
Right.
Sure, yeah. But one it would help you. Let's say Tua is out for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
One would help you in Matthew Stafford potentially win a Super Bowl. If you believe you're a Super Bowl contender.
Maybe.
Which a lot of people thought the Dolphins were a Super Bowl contender.
We're going to agree to disagree. I just don't think anybody's parting that draft capital.
What happens if doctors clear Tua in 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, that's an unknown.
And then what are you going to do? Sit Tua behind Matt Stafford?
No.
For the rest of the year?
They're going to hope Skylar Thompson keeps him afloat for the next month. That he can go .500 somehow and that Tua is able to come back.
I'm trying to understand JP's. So, Chase, hold on. The point is Chase Young garnered a third-round pick?
I'm pretty sure if you were to trade for a top-notch quarterback, you're going to have to surrender a first-round pick.
I don't put Matt Stafford in top-notch quarterback at this level
point. If you were trading for Justin Herbert, all right, different story. But Matt Stafford.
Or Josh Allen. Yeah. Or, you know, somebody.
Dude, a lot of the lists, Matthew Stafford was considered a top-5 quarterback in the league this year.
Well, I don't know what list you're looking at, but
maybe he's right. Let's put some money on it. I want to put money on it.
They're not
going to happen. I'll
put money on your side.
No. If he gets traded for a first round pick, Cakes and I will pay you $10.
Okay,
not a first round pick.
You pay us $100.
You pay us five each.
That's the safest money you'll ever have.
Fine, five each.
Yeah, sure.
And if there's no trade,
done.
No money. All
right. Deal.
Didn't the 49ers desperately want a first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk?
Yes. Well, they wanted a player, too, yeah. But yes.
Yeah, and what happened there?
Well, they also called...
Crickets.
They called the Vikings about Justin Jefferson.
Right.
They were going to trade Ayuk to the Vikings, mm-hmm. but they wanted Justin Jefferson
and
back.
And the Vikings said...
right.
Yeah. They laughed into the phone. I'm sure we're going to deal Justin Jefferson away for Ayuk.
It's not
happening.
Real quick. Caitlin Clark is in town. Mm-hmm. She's currently sleeping in a hotel somewhere down here. I don't know where.
Bother the pro. Let's resurrect it.
Yeah, let's do it.
let's find out where she's at.
But JP, John Paul Flame, sitting to my left, is going to the game tonight.
He is, yes.
And Caitlin Clark is scheduled to play. I didn't look at the WNBA standings. I don't know if this game means anything for them.
They've clinched the sixth.
So they're already in for the sixth.
I think they're locked into the sixth seed.
Okay. So maybe she plays for half the game? I can't imagine she's going to play a full game. Baseball last night, real quick. Orioles have lost 8 of 10. I mean, they're just disintegrating. Going to make the playoffs, but they're 5 back of the Yankees now. The Yankees won 2-1. So the Yankees have clinched a playoff spot. They're going to win the division. The Orioles, I don't know what took them so long, Mr. Matt Valdez. They finally cut Craig Kimbrell, who in his last appearance, I think he gave up like 5 runs or 6 runs a couple nights ago.
I think it was not last two nights ago.
So was it 2 nights ago? Yeah. He's terrible. Bye-bye, Craig Kimbrel. The Milwaukee Brewers clinched the division NL Central. So you got the Yankees in. You got the Milwaukee Brewers in. Shohei Ohtani stole another base last night. So now he's got 47 bombs.
I think he's got 48 bombs.
48 bombs, 49 stolen bases. So he's 48-49.
Back to the Indiana Fever for 51, and Caitlin 52. Clark.
Yeah.
They're 20-19 with this last game to be played. The Phoenix Mercury are one behind them at 19-20, so Indiana kind of needs to win.
Okay, all right.
And maybe the Mystics need a win because they're a game behind Atlanta for the last playoff spot.
Oh, I know the Mystics need to play everybody, but I just didn't know if Caitlin Clark was going to play. And the Nats, by the way, outscored by the Mets in this latest three-game series, 22-2. They lost 10-1 two nights ago. They lose 10-0 last night.
Not very good. Not great on the Nats front, at least in the Mets series. Coming up later on the show at 7:20, we'll talk to Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, and Dave Richard joins us at 8 to talk all things fantasy football here on the Junks.